Welcome to More Than Likes from Really Layla, where we focus on the social and social media and not just likes. On this podcast, we discuss building community, we reveal how to increase engagement, and bring back the fundamentals of social media. For more episodes, check us out on reallylayla.com. Thanks for joining. Now here's your host, Dr. Layla Sammy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast series brought to you by Really Layla, which is making social media really easy for your brand. I am your host, Really Layla, or as my given name that my parents thought would best suit me, is Layla Sammy. Today we'll be talking a little bit about interns. I get the question all the time, should I use interns for my social media? Should I be hiring interns? What should the interns be doing on social media? And, you know, it's interesting. I definitely believe in interns. I think there is such a need for interns on social media, but I think it depends on a number of things. I'm an academic and it always depends. Now, why does it depend? Because interns don't have a stake in your company, so they don't really know your brand image. They might not know your brand personality, and they'll be creating posts for you on social media, but they don't really have a big stake in the company. So what happens is there could end up being this incongruence within your brand image because what you are trying to get across, what you're trying to really provide to your audience, to your community, might not be exactly what the interns are creating for you on social media. So what should you do? There isn't a reason not to hire interns. I think interns definitely have a place. And I think it's important to hire interns for specific purposes. So if, for instance, if you want interns to post for you on social media, which I think is a great idea, it's not good to have those interns actually be working remote. If you want interns to be able to work remote, there are different assignments, different jobs that those interns could be doing on social media. Now, why am I again saying that if you want the interns to be posting on social media, they should be in the actual office? A few reasons. One, because if they're in their office, they understand the culture of the brand, which reflects the brand image. That's the first thing. The second thing is that if the intern is in the office, they can post what is going on in the office. With social media, you don't always just want to be structured and put, really professional things on social media. It's important to kind of be a little unprofessional. Reflect what goes on behind the scenes. People are voyeuristic. People want to know what is going on behind the scenes. People want to know want to feel the unprofessional aspects of your brand, because every brand isn't perfect. Every brand isn't always 100% formal. And even if you are a 100% formal brand, most users don't relate to that. If you're trying to get to the majority of users, they really want to see the behind the scenes. So that's one of the biggest reasons that I think if you are hiring interns to post, then you need to have them within your company. Now, if you really don't feel like you want to bring your interns into the actual office, then I'm going to give you a couple of other ideas for the interns to do for job tasks. One is have the interns create blog posts. Have the interns do research, write up a blog post, and have you edit it. Have them do the backlinking, do the research, post some of the content or tell you where they got the content so you can post the content to your social media sites. But really have them develop more content for your blog posts. Another idea is to actually, if you want them to be posting content, is for them to create a schedule and show you what the content is that they want to post, and then as a result you can approve the content. For instance, Hootsuite does this. You can do an approval process. Now, I don't think the approval process through Hootsuite is really effective. I don't think that it's very efficient, because that takes more time out of your day. And the point of hiring interns is to really capitalize on their time and the hours spent for them. So, as a result, I think those are two really good ways to use interns remotely. I shared a way to still use interns, but have them be in the office. And again, these are just for social media. Now, one thing that I'd like to say before you even hire interns, I think it is vital and very, it's so vital to have two things for the intern. One is to have a social media strategy. You can't just give an intern, a blank space, open canvas, and have them move forward with it. It's vital. There's nothing more beneficial than to be strategic of what you're doing with social media. Now, that's number one. Number two, as with all employees, it's important to have some type of handbook, some type of understanding of what is permitted and what is not permitted on social media with your company, whether it's during company hours or outside of company hours. It is imperative for interns and for employees to have the social media handbook and even a social media training. And again, even with interns, it's most important to have some type of social media training so they understand the reach of social media. Thank you so much, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of More Than Likes from Really Layla with your host, Dr. Layla Sammy. We appreciate your listening. Be sure to catch us next week and leave us some comments. And if you haven't done so, find us at reallylayla.social to learn more about our services and join our mailing list. And remember, it's more than just the likes. Until next time.